Report: Iran sends U.S. revamped peace proposal demanding reparations, no nuclear limits. By Francis Martel on May 19, 2026. Iran recently sent an updated peace proposal to America via Pakistani mediators. The foreign ministry confirmed on Monday, which reportedly includes demands for reparations and no meaningful concessions on the country's illicit nuclear activity. The Iranian Tasnim news agency, which is believed to be close to the Islamist regime, first reported the existence of an undated proposal to end the current conflict delivered to the United States. According to Tasnim's source close to the Iranian negotiating team, Tehran's proposed deal would require America to pay unspecified reparations for the destruction caused by its bombing during Operation Epic Fury. The new proposal also reportedly demands the lifting of all sanctions on the Iranian regime, placed in response to both the illicit nuclear program and Iran's long history of human rights atrocities and sponsorship of terrorism. Iran is also reportedly demanding that America unfreeze Iranian assets seized in response to its terrorist activities. Iran, in line with the recent practice of exchanging messages, has once again submitted its text in 14 points through the Pakistani mediator after making amendments, the anonymous source told Tasnim. In a separate article, the anonymous source told Tasnim that Iran was very serious in its determination to take compensation from the American side for assets destroyed by the U.S. military and will not give up its decisive and principled stances on the issue of ending the recent U.S.-Israeli war in realizing the rights of the Iranian people. The regime typically describes high levels of uranium enrichment incompatible with any known civilian use as a right of the Iranian people. The source also suggested that the new 14-point proposal did not address the nuclear issue, dismissing concerns from the administration of President Donald Trump that the regime is working towards building a nuclear weapon as unreasonable. It is against logic and Iran will not agree with it. The Americans must understand that Iran will not agree to end the war in return for nuclear commitments. The source was quoted as saying, calling nuclear concerns an excuse and deception by the Americans. Related: It's very interesting. Trump says China agrees with him on Iran. The Reuters news agency reported on Tuesday that Iran had indeed submitted a peace proposal, adding that Iran is also demanding that Israel end its ongoing invasion of Lebanon and the exit of U.S. forces from areas close to Iran. Iranian officials also requested that America end its ongoing blockade of Iranian ships in the Strait of Hormuz, which is in place in response to Iran's terrorist Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, threatening all commercial shipping in the strait and bombing ships attempting to pass through the region entirely unrelated to the conflict. The Iranian Foreign Ministry indeed confirmed that it had sent along a new 14-point proposal to replace the first one, which Trump dismissed last week as garbage. Reuters observed that, from what it had seen of the new offer, Iran had not made any significant changes from the first plan. Tasnim also reported that fundamental differences remained in what Iran and America hoped to see in a peace offer, but blamed the situation entirely on Americans' excessive demands and lack of realism. Last week, despite the American side publicly announcing that this plan was rejected, we received through the Pakistani mediator a set of revised points and considerations reflecting their views, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Esmail Bakwa told reporters on Monday. From the day after the American viewpoints were sent through Pakistan, we were faced with a series of proposals from the other side, which were reviewed over the past few days, and as announced yesterday, our viewpoints were in turn presented to the American side, he explained, according to the state-run Islamic Republic news agency, IRNA. Therefore, the process is continuing through Pakistan. Bakwa did not offer clear details on the new proposal but did emphasize that Iran was effectively refusing to negotiate on its nuclear program at all. The issue of rights is not something about which we are willing to negotiate or compromise, he claimed. Iran's right to enrichment is recognized on the basis of the NPT, Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. There is no need for anyone or any other party to recognize it for Iran, this right already exists. The Pentagon launched Operation Epic Fury on February 28 to erode Iran's ability to pose a threat to its neighbors, eliminating the country's supreme leader Ali Khamenei and dozens of other top officials. President Trump has repeatedly stated in public that the conflict, while currently in a state of ceasefire, will not fully conclude until he is satisfied that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon. There will never be a deal unless they agree that there will be no nuclear weapons, he stated plainly in April. On Monday, Trump announced that, in response to Iranian intransigence, he had planned to resume bombing the country on Tuesday, but had canceled those plans in response to requests from various Gulf states, including those Iran has bombed in response to the American operation, such as Saudi Arabia and Qatar. These leaders, he wrote, believe a deal will be made, which will be very acceptable to the United States of America. Based on my respect with the above-mentioned leaders, I have instructed Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Daniel Kane, and the United States military, that we will not be doing the scheduled attack of Iran tomorrow, the President added, but have further instructed them to be prepared to go forward with a full, large-scale assault of Iran, on a moment's notice, in the event that an acceptable deal is not reached. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.